Hello, good morning, everybody. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. And today we're going to read from verse 1 all the way to 14, so not quite the end. All right, so Philippians 4, verse 1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose name are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we just offer you up this morning, God, and we're just open to you and your words, Lord. Do what you will, God. We desire and hunger to hear from you, Lord. We need you, God. So just come, Holy Spirit, today. Let your truth, Lord, as well as your conviction, just speak to us today. We thank you. We love you, Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have 3 points, but the first point I'm just going to go over very quickly, because it's kind of not so related to the next two. And Paul talks about some drama in the church. So, you know, sometimes in our, we know about forgiveness, you know, Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So, thus, we must forgive, because God has also forgiven us. But, quick observation, you look at God, who forgives us, right? What I mean is, when he forgives us, it's not just he's forgiving us for the action, but we are actually in full relationship with God again, right? It's full reconciliation. It's not just you messed up, and but from now on, we have this distance. No, we're intimate and close once again. And for us, I think, we forgive in our flesh, but we never forget, or that's me. I forgive, but I don't forget. And then I keep a safe distance from this person. So really, there's almost no relationship, and there's no more chance of being hurt, and no more chance where I need to forgive, Right. But, I mean, of course, as I say this, you know, you do it with a level of wisdom. But with Paul, I mean, I don't know what's happening in this situation. There's these two sisters of the church who are, you know, God-focused, loves the church, and there's basically drama between them. There's no mention of sin, but they definitely rub each other the wrong way. Maybe one's an extrovert, one's an introvert, you know, one is type A, or maybe they're both type A personalities, and they're just not getting along, right? But God, but Paul is encouraging them, hey, you need to get along. You need to be in harmony for Christ, right? And secondly, I think for many of us, especially who are bystanders, he's saying, get involved, right? I think oftentimes we see things happening, there's drama. You're like, oh, I don't want to get my hands dirty. Oh, I don't want to get involved. It's none of my business. We'll let you handle it. But God is, not God, Paul is saying, get involved. Help to bring reconciliation to these relationships, to bring harmony. If someone's not getting along, if there's misunderstandings, help become a peacemaker, right? So that's number one. Number two, at verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, for House Church on Sunday, we did an icebreaker. What's your favorite Bible verse? This was my favorite Bible verse right now. And I think this verse is great because it kind of demonstrates the realness of God and the relational aspect of God, right? Oftentimes, especially as I'm talking to my non-believer friends, they'll ask, oh, like, why should I believe? And I tell them, because you have someone you can go to. Right? Like all this stress in life, all this uncertainty with the future, career. I think, you know, family, and I think for many non-believers, that's a huge stress. Because I had a friend who was in between, and he was so stressed. And he even said, and I was explaining this, and he said, oh, wow, it's amazing that you can release this tension and have someone you can trust completely and not hold on to this. But it's more than just letting it go. But God, this is where I think the fun part of our Christian walk comes, is God comes into the picture and then his peace comes over you. Basically, he gives you a little bit of his full understanding of a situation, right? Whereas we don't understand, he totally understands. In fact, this is actually my assurance of salvation experience. Because, you know, when I first got, or as I'm getting in the process of becoming a believer, you always, one question that always comes up as you ask Pastor Sam, how do you know when I'm saved? And then he said, how you know you're saved is if you know you're going to go to heaven and you know it in your heart, right? So my experience with that was just, you know, I got saved, I came to know Jesus, I came to realize that God was real, his power, and then I went home to Toronto for the first time, and there was like crazy turbulence, and, you know, after doing some research, I realized, like, it's almost impossible for a plane to go down because of turbulence, but in our heads, like, if it shakes a lot, we get really scared, and we think, oh my gosh, like, a wing's going to break off or something. So it was crazy turbulence, and for whatever reason, the fear just got to me. You know, my heart's, what if I'm going to die? You know, my life is just starting. I have so much more to do. And, you know, I was just getting so scared. And then suddenly, you know, without consciously even knowing about this verse at the time, I remember I just prayed. I prayed to God, and then it was almost instant. And then basically my thought process was, hey, if I die, I'm going to go to heaven. That's great. And if I don't die, God is in my life, right? So it's like win-win situation. Die, go to heaven, I'm with God. Don't die, God is with me, Holy Spirit is in with me, and I'm alive, and I can still do stuff with God. So it was like, oh, and then just a peace came over me, and I just like fell asleep. It was like a supernatural experience where I was so much anxiety, right? And then just the peace came. God was real. He came, calmed me down, and say, don't worry. Even though I think God's looking down, it's just turbulence. Just a little shaking. You're fine. But in his graciousness, out of my fear, he came. But what's interesting is it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Unfortunately, we usually prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let that peace come when we are anxious, when things are stressful. But Paul says we should do this in everything, right? And that's really what relationship is with God. It shouldn't be, you know, we receive this peace of God when things are tough, but even when things are good, right, when things are not much is happening, hopefully we can still go to God in prayer and supplication and let his peace that transcends all understanding come upon us. Not just highs, lows, but hopefully even middle, where we are right now for some of us. And then we go on to verse 13. And Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And the reason he says this prior to just this verse, Paul shares in his experiences, whether he's lived very humbly, so whether he has not much, or he has very much prosperity, or when he was very hungry, or when he was able to eat in abundance. Basically, he's saying, regardless of circumstance, I was able to be very satisfied in God. And thus, he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Because oftentimes, let's just say, we usually use this verse as a faith statement, right? Like when things are tough, we say, I can do all things who strengthens me. You know, I know that's one of Sandro's life verses. You know, he's a trail walker, super marathoner, you know, and as he's running, he's only at 50K kilometers, crazy, and he still has 250 kilometers to go. So I'm sure in that mindset, even for us running, like, oh, it's only been a minute, we still have 9 minutes to run. And we say, I can do everything in him who strengthens me. And that's a wonderful faith verse to give you power and help you overcome. In fact, that was our dragon boat back in the day. We did dragon boat. And dragon boat's hard. You feel like a slave because all you're doing is paddling. And then Sandro's yelling at you. And you're just paddling. And then you're like, and they're like, I can do everything in him who gives me strength. So it's a really wonderful faith verse. But actually for Paul, I believe, it's actually for him not a faith verse. It's actually a praise statement. Because he's experienced all these things, whether it be in tough times or even good times, whether hungry times or full times, he's saying, I was satisfied in God. And because of that, I can declare and praise and say, I can do all things in him who gives me strength. This was through his life experience, he's responding and saying, I can do all things. It was a revelation. Right? And it's all connected back to verse 6, right? I think, well, that's the be anxious for nothing and everything. Basically, through this, I think wisdom, and there's other, after verse 6, there's some more wisdom, but basically, This was his experience. In everything, he did stuff. And he prayed. And he went to God. Good times, bad times, hard times, you know, mediocre times. And in every situation, the peace of God came into his life that surpassed all comprehension, right? And then as he kept experiencing this, this is where Paul finally can respond, I can do all things in him who gives me strength. It was a praise revelation, right? So let's pray. Or if we can have some worship. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, if that's your life verse and a faith verse as well, please continue to use it because it's a really wonderful verse. So let's use this time to go before the Lord. Just be honest. Just go to him wherever he's at. Just be honest wherever you're at. And just offer that up to God. Just be still, you know, as we worship. And I pray that the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, all understanding, would just come upon you. That you would know that, you know, that God is the one in control. That he's protecting you. He's loving you. He's guarding you, guarding your heart, guarding your mind.
It is well. It is.
let's go before God and let's just give him praise. Just as Paul responded and said, you know, I can do all things in him who gives me strength. Just take some time to give praise in your own way. You know, God has been faithful. God's presence is always with you, guiding you, ministering to you, loving you. So in that way, let's just give him praise. Let's lift up our community, especially those who are sick, going through cancer, chemo, and surgery. Let's also pray for our friends and family members who are sick but also need that peace experience in their lives. And let's just pray for just opportunities to come. Let's also pray for those who are sick. Let's pray for full restoration of their bodies. Pray for those seeking jobs. Let's pray for God's encouragement, for God to reveal that he's in control. And let's pray that God would just continue to open doors and pray for favor for these people on the list. Go to our Thursday community focus. Let's lift up our missions, Cambodia, Grace Chung and Ashley of Bloom. Actually, you can pray for Grace. She's actually pretty sick right now. just like fever and kind of flu and on antibiotics. And let's also pray for Pastor Robert O, Vision to Reality, as well as Pastor Tay and New Life Church. Lift up IP Well Cascade for that they'd have just a wonderful start of the year. Let's pray for God to just add and as well as multiply to these ministries, that they would expand as our church also expands. Lift up men's and women's ministry, as well as Yaman and Yamama. Pray for our evening activities, SP Lights Outreach, as well as our Homie Outreach, that they would really be the salt and light in Hong Kong. Lift up the house churches tonight, Soho House Church, Robin Hood, Austin West, that they just have an amazing koinonia time with one another, as well as experience God in their house churches. Let's lift up our Sri Lanka team, which is the whole mission team, which is CSW, PCMP, Ricky, Tim Tang, Janella, and Jamie. Let's pray that for their anointing and as well as just boldness and faith, and that they would not operate out of their flesh, but out of God, as they are ministering to persecuted pastors. So it's got to be a God thing. Yes, Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day, God, that you are with us, Lord, even right now, Lord. You're with us, God. and you're doing something in us, God. You're faithful always, Lord. And we just pray for more of your presence, Lord. Even though the fast is finished for many of us, and bless those who are continuing theirs, but we still hunger for you, Lord. We still need you, Lord. It's not just a season at the beginning, but it is all seasons in all things, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. And we just open our eyes, God, our spiritual eyes, to you, Lord, where there's opportunity to join in. Give us the faith and boldness to step in as well, Lord. And we just pray for more hunger, God. And forgive us for looking to the world to satisfy. But the world never satisfies like you do, Lord. Only you can fully satisfy our hunger, God. So, Lord, I just pray for everyone here today, Lord, for your blessing, God, that they would receive every blessing today, that they could step into every blessing today as well. Let your peace come, Lord. We thank you and we love you, Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, please continue to just spend that time with God.